two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 82 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, there's a flash flood warning in Salt Lake County till 8:15 tonight. Roads are pooling across the county from the heavy rain that we've already seen this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell is live at the storm desk with the very latest. Jess.
Yeah, Jeff, rain throughout the Wasatch Front has caused poolings on roads in West Jordan, West Valley City, South Jordan, and Kearns, and a flood advisory will stay in effect until 7:45 tonight. The National Weather Service says those areas have already gotten 1 to 2 inches of rain since it started falling about an hour ago. There's also a flash flood warning for Parley's Canyon, where there's burn scars from last year, and again, that warning will continue through 8:15 tonight. The National Weather Service is warning drivers to avoid flooding areas and instead just turn around. Reporting live, Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Jess. Flooding is expected to continue across Utah this weekend, and if you're taking a trip down south, experts say use extreme caution in the slot canyons.
The Utah Office of Tourism is telling residents and visitors to be prepared before heading to popular recreation areas due to monsoonal storms. The spokesman for Zion National Park says water isn't easily absorbed on slick rock areas, meaning even a small amount of rain could lead to a flash flood. Experts say ankle-deep water can sweep you off your feet, so they advise staying out of the slot canyons and immediately go to higher ground if you hear thunder. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Perhaps this is ironic. We have a drought update from the Utah Division of Water Resources. This was just released today. It shows a slight improvement. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Some of the state got enough rain to slightly lessen what has been extreme or worse drought conditions. Division spokesman Michael Sanchez says we need the rain to continue.
We need to have great winter snowpack. We need to have amazing storms. So we're just hoping for that sort of things, but planning and conserving as much as we can.
According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, 79% of the state is still in extreme drought or worse, but that is an improvement from 82.5% last week. KSL News Time 6:33. The FBI took boxes of classified documents from Mar-a-Lago. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, court records show FBI agents took 11 sets of classified records. The search warrant also indicates the Justice Department is investigating the potential violation of at least three separate criminal statutes, including one that falls under the Espionage Act. John Cohen, a former counterterrorism coordinator at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, is an ABC News contributor.
Even if there was no intent to provide them to a foreign power or to some other organization for illicit purposes, there are still requirements under law that sanction the inappropriate handling of classified information.
The court records do not provide specific details about the documents or their contents. The House has approved the President's Inflation Reduction Act along party lines. Republican Congressman Troy Balderson slamming his colleagues from across the aisle.
It raises taxes on businesses in the midst of a recession, forces us into a socialist drug pricing scheme, leading to fewer life-saving cures, higher costs, and less hope.
While the bill isn't expected to have an immediate impact on inflation, it does reduce the cost of certain prescription drugs for the elderly, extends health insurance subsidies, and reduces energy prices. The wettest monsoon season in a decade is wreaking havoc in Las Vegas. Vegas is still under a flood advisory after torrential rains flooded the area overnight. Water crashed through the ceilings of some casinos like Caesar's Palace, Planet Hollywood. It's the second time the Strip has flooded in the past 2 weeks. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah is seeing some of the highest inflation in the country. That, according to data compiled by the Joint Economic Committee, which is currently led by Senator Mike Lee. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports on the local impact.
DMBA personal financial planner Jerrica Espinosa says she's seeing inflation have a bigger impact on lower-income families. That's because the majority of their budget is spent on gas, food, and shelter, which are the main components of the inflation numbers. Food prices increased 10% in the last year, according to the latest government data. President of the Utah Food Bank, Jeanette Bott, says they're also seeing a consistent need.
The Utah Food Bank say they could always use donations of food, money, and time. Parts of Utah are now paying less than $4.50 a gallon for gas. Plummeting prices at the pump have given drivers a bit of hope. But ABC's chief economics and business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis says this gas relief is likely temporary.
American drivers saving about $400 million a day because of those lower prices. So how much lower could they go? Well, Gas Buddy predicts we could see 5 to 10 cents lower in the coming days. But this break that we're seeing isn't expected to last long. And that's because the main driver of gasoline prices, oil, has started to climb again. There's also hurricane season around the corner. And when that impacts the infrastructure, we don't know if it will, but if it does, that tends to send prices higher.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis there. Again, parts of Utah, less than $4.50 a gallon. KSL News Time 636. Ricky, what's going on out there?
Well, the rain has really come through and made a mess of I-80 in Parley's Canyon. And it's anywhere from the summit down to the quarry, especially where there's a lot of water on the road. Right now, I'm looking at a vehicle that went completely off the roadway near Lamb's Canyon. Just remember, with this much water on the road, the chance for hydroplaning is very high, and you need to slow down just a little bit and use some caution because we do see more accidents when the roads are wet with rain. So just keep that in mind. But again, Parley's Canyon, a lot of water on the road there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Utah's only.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.